For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yesterday on the show, we discussed individuals who let their parents pick out their date on dating apps like Hinge or Bumble, for example.
Yeah.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This is said to be more of a Gen Z thing. Mm-hmm. Only because Gen Z, I mean, they're bringing their parents to job interviews with them.
Oh, they're shameless. They do not care.
We're not saying all of them, just like 99% of them. We're kidding.
Literally.
But we have a girl by the name of Allison on the phone with us this morning who wanted to comment on this and why she thinks people who do this are bad, bad, bad. It's a terrible idea. Allison, are you still with us?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'm here. Hey, guys. Big fan of the show.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. All right, tell us what happened in your situation when it came to you getting your mom involved in your dating life.
Yeah, so I heard you guys talking yesterday. I was at work, so I couldn't call in, but I do think it's not a good idea to let your parents start taking over your dating apps. Hmm. It's like, it's not the 70s anymore. Parents do know best to a certain extent about, like, when it comes to dating, whatever. But when it comes to dating, my mom is the worst, and I finally understand why she's been divorced twice.
Oh, ouch.
Yikes, that's pretty harsh.
Yeah, tell us why.
I mean, I don't have much luck with dating, so like mother like daughter, I guess. But
why do you think that is, though?
I think I've just like, you know, been led by her advice and raised by her, and I just don't think I'm very good at picking out the right guy. I mean, like there are good guys out there, and there just like hasn't been a connection, but like... Yeah, one night my mom saw me on a dating app and I was like swiping on Hinge and she asked what it was and I explained it to her and she got all excited because she wanted to help me like pick out guys to go on a date with.
Okay.
And then I let her have it and she matches me up with this guy and he says he's an entrepreneur and was like has a successful business and all of this.
Wow.
And
I
was
like,
do it.
Yeah, he's
I mean pretty close.
Why? What did he? Was he an entrepreneur?
No, I mean, like, I go on a date with him, and my mom's in my head because she's like, "Oh yeah, go. He's successful. You'll have a future with him. I see it." And it turns out he's not, but he rents out Airbnb to make money.
Okay.
But it's not even his own place; it's his parents' place.
Oh, that's so tough.
Yeah, when his parents leave, they don't even know he's doing it. He's running out the Airbnb.
Oh,
wow. Honestly, we respect the hustle.
Yeah, you got to figure out a way to grind. Sure. Okay. So
I mean, at least tell your parents, like, when they're on vacation, he's like running out the room. I mean, it's pretty pathetic.
They're like, Jonathan, where's Grandma's urn? The last guest probably took it.
That's so tough. Okay, so strike one for your mom.
That's so tough.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even the worst part. Like, when the check came, we had to split it. Like, and then when we split it, he was like, oh, I can barely afford it. So, like, make sure everything's, like, down to the penny.
Come on. Why am I surprised? Why am I even surprised at this point? Of course he probably did that.
We only have your mom to blame, so...
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Okay, so no more swiping for your mom.
Well, no, I gave her one more chance, and she set me up with a guy like a month later, and it turns out he was arrested twice in the last year, and he got out like of prison a couple months before.
Cute.
And yeah, and I told my mom.
Did he have a nice stay?
I mean, I guess I don't know. Like, I ended the date pretty quickly. I was like, oh, this is not for me. And I told my mom, and she got mad that I wasn't like giving these guys a fair shot. And, I was just like,
your mom needs
help. She just wants to date them. She should go out with them for sure.
What's your mother's current status right now?
She's single. Shocker.
Oh, yeah, wow. She's single.
Would have bet every penny in my bank account on that.
You know, this would have been a perfect opportunity for the two of you to double date.
Oh my God. Never.
Or like a 2-on-1 like The Bachelor does.
Did you ask him why he did time?
I didn't. I ended the date. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, thanks for being honest. Like, I wish you the best. Like, this is not for me.
Well, you know, everyone in life deserves a second chance. Maybe he's trying to turn it around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I respect that. But, like, there's jail and there's prison. There's like,
True. That is true.
Yeah, you know what? You're 100% right, Allison. Okay, and this is why, guys. This is why some people choose to not hand their phone over to their parents so they can start swiping on Hinge. Lesson learned.
Yeah, no way.
Allison.
Don't do it, guys.
Thanks so much for calling up this morning. When's the next date? Like, what do you got lined up?
Yeah.
I'm taking a break for sure. I'm recovering from the last couple ones.
Okay.
Fair enough. You do you, queen.
All right. Well, best of luck out there. It's tough in those streets.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Allison. Thank you. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
You just never know what you're going to get. You know what I mean? You never know. So I'm reading this text from Alyssa, and it says, I feel so bad for this poor girl, and I'm not trying to one-up her here, but my mom made an account for me without my knowledge, pretended to be me. Talk about crossing boundaries. One night, some random guy came up to me at the bar and goes, Alyssa, hi, we met on Bumble. I said, I don't have Bumble. So yeah, it turns out my mom was matching me with a ton of guys and having private conversations behind my back. She wasn't bad at it. Just, I didn't want to do the online dating things. In her defense, she was off her meds. Got it. Okay. She was off her medication.
Oh, dear. Well, these things happen.
But you strike me as a person who would allow your mom to take over your dating apps to do this for you.
For sure.
Because she would be paying attention to things you don't necessarily.
Yeah.
Like, are they educated?
Do they have tattoos?
Does she have a soul? You're like, if they have more Instagram followers than me, I want nothing to do with them.
Yeah, like, cut it out.
Every morning is a party with movies. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2016 film Hell or High Water, starring Chris Pine, Jeff Bridges, and one of my favorites, Ben Foster. If you haven't seen it, totally would recommend it, but don't take my word for it. Breezy will get to her review on the film, but first, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater. Take a listen. Howdy, ma'am. How you doing today?
Hi. I don't mean the good kind.
Oh, well, you could say that again.
So what do you want?
Oh, it's what don't you want?
What don't you want?
Yo, say it again. So
what don't you want?
Pardon?
What don't you want?
Oh, well, I think maybe it's just I'll get the...
You know, I've been working here for 44 years. Ain't nobody ever ordered nothing but a T-bone steak and a baked potato. Except for one a-hole from New York. Tried to order a trout back in 1987. We don't sell no damn trout!
Oh, never really was a fan of trout myself.
T-bone steaks. So either you want corn on the cob or you don't want green beans.
I guess I don't want green beans.
Damn straight you don't want green beans. I'll have your steak cooked medium rare.
Well, actually, if you want mine, I kind of...
That wasn't no damn question, boy.
All right.
Wait here. I'll get the bloody old steak and an iced tea. No, I crushed. Except for me not getting the lines right.
But yeah, I mean, you actually did crush it. Rotten Tomatoes scored this film 97%.
That's high.
It is really high.
That's high.
Here's the breakdown of the film if you haven't seen it yet. Toby is a divorced father who's trying to make a better life for his son. And his brother Tanner is an ex-convict with a short temper and a loose trigger finger. Together, they plan a series of heists against the bank that's about to foreclose on their family ranch. So standing in their way is Marcus, played by Jeff Bridges. He's a Texas Ranger who's only weeks away from retirement. And as the siblings plot their final robbery, they must also prepare for a showdown with a crafty lawman who's not ready to ride off into the sunset. I love this film. All right, Breezy, did this movie hold up, yes or no?
Absolutely. I mean, we just heard about what happened out in Brockport last week, so.
At M&T Bank, yes.
The banks are still being robbed, unfortunately.
Yes, they absolutely are.
A little different setting, considering the fact we're in upstate New York and they were in Texas. You know, there's just a little bit of a difference there, but these bank robberies are still happening, unfortunately.
Did you feel in this film there was a really great dynamic between the characters and the cast? Like they played well together?
Yeah. Like the brothers, you mean?
Yeah, like all the actors. It was well casted.
Yeah.
There was a great chemistry between all of them.
It was. They did a great job acting, I will say that. Not really a big Western film girly with the pew pew and the you know, but
okay. Well, who was your favorite character in the movie?
You know, I liked the cops who were on the chase after them.
And what were their character names in the film?
You know.
I don't
remember.
Okay.
Was it Alberto?
So when you do this, you don't typically write anything down or take notes?
No need. It's all right here.
Okay.
No need.
What was the cop's name? What was the...
Texas Ranger.
Okay, great. Who was your least favorite character in the film?
I thought the brother was a pain in the ass.
I'm assuming Ben Foster's character.
Yeah, Tanner.
Yes.
Hated him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen. The scene where he almost got himself killed at the gas station, and then Toby had to come out and just beat his face into a pulp.
Yeah, Toby's played by Chris Pine.
The green whatever car that was. Camaro or whatever.
Yep.
Just kind of seems like he wanted to die or wanted... He was a risk taker. Let's just put it that way.
Sure. As far as this film, if you guys are just tuning in for Breezy's big movie review, we are talking Hell or High Water, starring Chris Pine, Jeff Bridges, and Ben Foster from 2016.
I'm changing my answer.
Okay, go ahead.
My favorite character was the T-Bone waitress.
Yeah,
I did an amazing job portraying her.
I think you did a great... That was some of your best acting in a while, because you were actually into it. And I don't know if you're just good at playing 85-year-old waitresses, but I think you crushed it yesterday.
No, I really did.
What was your favorite scene in the film?
Although I couldn't read what she was supposed to be saying, but... you know... There was a lot of really good ones, but my favorite one, I think, was when he was reunited with Debbie.
Yeah.
I mean,
there was a lot of car chase scenes.
There was a lot of pew, 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 pew.
God.
At what point, you know, do they just, like, get caught is what I'm kind of wondering. Because they did a lot of robbering. I should say.
They did a lot of robbering?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said?
The robbering was crazy.
I don't know if that's a word. Okay, what was your least favorite scene in the film, Hell or High Water?
Probably the ending, because I loved it so much. When the ending came about and the credits were rolling, I was sad. I wanted more.
Best throwback moment of the film, Breeze?
I think the whole thing was, although it was shot in this 2016, it was very old school. And then it begs the question, is this how people in Texas are living now? Or is this like set in the past? Because
no, this was,
I honestly couldn't tell the difference.
It was more of a modern day film for sure.
Well, I don't want to go there.
They had cell phones. A couple of years ago, I had to go to Waco, Texas, spend a week there for the film festival. And it was a perfect spitting image of the movie you just saw last night. And I would really appreciate it in the future if you just start taking notes on this stuff. All right, let's give it a score, Breezy. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you giving the 2016 film Hell or High Water?
Good stuff. Chris Pine crushed it. Haven't seen him in a movie since Don't Worry, Darling. But I'm going to go, out of 5, a 3-2. It was average. I did like the acting. They crushed it.
That's it? I mean, anything...
I could have gone way lower.
So. No, anything less than a 4 on this film is insulting. I mean, Rotten Tomatoes gave it 97%.
And they're wrong.
What are you basing that score off of?
Listen... There was just too much pew, pew, pew for me.
I don't understand. So. I just don't get it.
But, I mean, that I could have gone lower. And you're lucky. So, take what you can get.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, good old Britney Spears. What do you think she's doing right now? Dancing in her foyer?
She's like, I'm burning down my at-home gym. Right.
Juggling knives.
You guys can stop asking me what my favorite color is. Okay, I'll tell you.
Nobody's asking you what your favorite color is, Brittany. You want to know why? Because you're 50. All right, let's go over to...
She said your age, but okay.
How do you keep a secret when the secret is just so big? How many of you listening or someone you are close to is terrible at keeping secrets? 585-252-9800. And I don't know if this is a generational thing or the bigger the secret, the more you feel the need to tell someone because... I'm going to explode.
What's the secret?
I can't tell you. There's no possible way I could tell you.
Right.
I pride myself on being a man of my word. And if someone says, I told you and only you, I need you to swear this stays between us, then sure. What choice
do I
have?
He goes, absolutely. Writes it down to do a break tomorrow about it.
No.
What's the secret?
For whatever reason, this just seems more difficult than usual. And I don't know why. Last week, close friend called me to lunch. We meet, drops a bomb on me, something going on in his personal life. And I was grateful that he chose me to share that with because he knows he can trust me. But man, it's a ton of pressure considering he hasn't told his parents. He hasn't told the people in his life he's more close to, even more close than me. And I wanted to tell like 8 people over the weekend, but I could never. But my intrusive thoughts sometimes take over and they get the best of me. And I was just wondering, do you guys feel like it's harder to keep a secret sometimes as an adult or as a child? I think maybe as an adult, because these are real life issues, right?
You can tell me. Don't worry about it. Turn the mics off. Tell me. You can tell me. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not. I think the only way that people can truly keep a secret and hold their word is if they tell one person.
You're so manipulative.
No, it's true.
Why is that?
When people are like, you can't tell anybody, I'm obviously not going to tell anybody besides my girlfriend.
No, I'm not.
And maybe my best friend.
Right. See what happens? This is what happens when you have
people. Maybe the guy on the street, too.
When you have people like Breezy in your life, this is exactly what happens. These are heavy issues. But as a kid, yeah, a kid is just telling you to keep a secret because Nicole has a crush on Randy. But who gives a crap? So obviously, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to betray my friend's trust. I was just wondering.
They're getting a divorce. I knew it.
I was just wondering if there were maybe any coping mechanisms that you guys use when it comes to holding in a secret. Also, what's the craziest secret you've ever had to hold on to? What have you ever had to hold on to? Craziest secrets. I promise we're not going to say anything. 585-252-9800.
They're calling in live. Like, how are we doing this?
No, just text us.
This is horrible.
What
just
do you mean?
Just tell me what it is.
You're so
annoying. Turn the mics off.
I'm not going to do it.
Why?
A secret is a secret. I will take it to the grave until I don't have to.
This doesn't make any sense.
I'm capable of doing it, I think. But there's some people where the secret already expired and everybody knows about it. What was that secret that you were forced to keep in for like a little while?
Well, okay, so...
You have one. What is it?
Over the weekend, my friend got engaged.
Yeah.
And
that's a big one.
Was like, is it a big secret? And I was like, okay. I literally had it on my calendar. I was like, engaged.
She did. She wrote it down. You suck.
Big engagement. And then the morning of the like big reveal, the big surprise party, the day she was supposed to be getting engaged, she FaceTimes me and our friend and is like, I'm engaged. And we both were like, oh my God, what are you doing later? And she's like, shut up. Shut up. I know you all are coming here. I'm like, okay, this is so stupid. I should have told everybody then.
Yeah, see, that's what are you gonna... Oh, we have a couple coming in right now. Let's get to them. Will says I faked a seizure to get out of a wedding once. Oh my God. I'm not proud of it, but yeah, it worked like a charm. This person says my best friend had an affair in Vegas on her bachelorette party 3 years ago. Still have to keep it a secret, even though it's hard sometimes when I'm around friends. Well, I'm glad we can be an outlet for you, whoever you are.
Her husband's the biggest fan of the show ever.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Katie says, I'm terrible at keeping secrets, and I'm glad because I don't want to carry around all that guilt and pressure of knowing I could be the one to blow someone in or ruin a surprise. No, thank you. That's how I'm feeling right now, Katie. That's how I'm feeling right now. Hey, guys.
You feel so much better if you just release. Just tell me. Just tell me what it is.
I hope we're talking about the same thing.
If you do, ew. Oh, my God. No, I'll puke. If you don't tell me what it is right now, I'll never talk to you again for the rest of the day.
Okay. Don't do me any favors. Let me get to the rest of these texts. I knew my friend's uncle was cheating on his wife. Also, he was getting his 14-year-old to drive him around when he was drunk. These are gold. I wasn't expecting this. Let's go over to this person. Are you seeing these? Sometimes when my husband is asleep, I take one of his Kit Kats from his secret stash at night. It's one of his favorite candies, but it's such a guilty pleasure. Okay, that's a wholesome secret.
No, my girlfriend just texted me and was like, why did you get me a bag of Reese's peanut butter cups for Easter and I only had four and the whole bag is gone? Right. I'm sorry, Patrice. This person says, anonymous secret. I'm engaged to a man, but I'm secretly attracted to females as well and I'm scared to tell him.
You gotta
we
tell
love him. A bi queen. This person says, I'm the only one who knows the gender of my sister-in-law's baby. And her gender reveal party isn't until next Sunday. Horrible. This person said, I had to keep the secret that my boyfriend of 4 years is gay. Not everything coming to a screeching halt.
Oh, wow. That is, how do you hold that in?
I could never be somebody's beard, but love that for you.
Secretly, sometimes on Saturday nights, I like to put on makeup and listen to Savage Garden.
I already knew that, so...
Now let's go over this last text right here. My younger brother did some things with the family dog growing up after high school. And let's just say Jif peanut butter played a role. What? I don't think I want to play this game anymore.
No, we're so good.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.